Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On Monday, I sent her a picture, was it 2 days ago, of me in the pool.
What? You have not closed that yet?
It's not closed for a couple weeks. October 22nd. So yesterday,
October 22nd?
2 days ago, it was the day where, Corey Brown?
Yes.
The officer who is running for Cure Childhood Cancer?
Yes.
He was running for Landon Coya Day, which is my friend's son who passed away almost a year ago now from pediatric cancer. He was only 3 years old, but he was it was Landon's day, and I felt like I had to get on the treadmill at least. I know that's nothing compared to what the undersheriff's doing and what some other people are doing in the community to raise awareness for pediatric cancer, but I felt like I had to do something. So I got on the treadmill, I did the hills, I got a sweat going, and then usually when I actually do commit to doing this, I will jump in the pool after because it just feels awesome to go from really, really hot to somewhat what I consider cold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 days ago, it was the first time I was in for probably 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
It's a lot different 2 days ago than it was 15 days ago. I jumped into that pool and I felt like I couldn't move.
Yeah.
It was like, it was barely melted ice temperature to me. I almost threw up. I'm not kidding. It was so cold.
Or passed out. You didn't know which was going to come first.
I was like, oh, I got dizzy. It didn't feel good. It felt good when I got out, to be honest with you. But
yeah, usually, it's always like, woo, that gets you going.
Usually I'm like, oh, woo, and I stay in for 2 minutes and I go under a couple times to make sure I get my whole body temperature down, you know, cool down to where I want it, to where it feels good. But this time I got in, I was like, I stood by the ladder and I was like, all right, I got to get under one more time. And I didn't get past my shoulders. I was like, okay, nope. And I got out. But
you didn't need a pool. You just needed one of those barrels, like one of those, I don't know, whiskey barrels.
Yeah, they're expensive.
With some water in it to just hop in after workouts.
They sell those. They're like $1,200 for those barrels to step with a step stool and you have to change it every month.
I'll make you one. I'll find some parts on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. It's got to be big and waterproof.
Yeah. Okay, I got this. And we'll put like a big garbage bag, like a lawn bag inside.
Oh, yeah, that's aesthetically pleasing.
So we'll get you a whiskey barrel and we'll line the inside and it'll hold water. It'll be good.
Okay, for how many times? How many plunges?
Oh, well.
What's your guarantee? What's your TJ Sharp guarantee?
That's going to last you at least a year.
Okay, yeah, right.
At least a year. Unlimited miles.
585-222-9233. Text says, Chris, that's just cruel to send Terry a picture of you in your pool when you know she can't go in hers because she closed it already. She wouldn't hesitate to do that to me.
Oh,
don't let her fool you.
Well, there is very little you love as much as that woman loves her pool.
That's probably true. Did you guys see the video that I posted on the B Facebook page while I was down in Florida? One of me going in my pool the day after she closed hers. Nobody responded to that. Neither of... Like Terry didn't text me about it. I thought it was going to be the ultimate troll attack on Terry.
No, she saw it. Trust me. She said things off the air about it.
Well, you can't repeat it?
No, I can't repeat it. I don't know. Do we have the delay button? Because I like my job.
So people who don't know, I went on social media and I posted a video of me going in my pool the day after Terry closed her pool to taunt her. And I... did a waterproof camera like a GoPro, and I jumped in the pool
with the camera. That. Look at, he's dead.
Blew some bubbles, got up, and told you, the viewer, Annette, hoping it was Terry that was the viewer, how refreshing it was.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything about it. It kind of scares me. It makes me a little nervous.
I was with her when she saw it. You got her. It was the underwater that really, she was like, jeez.
You can text pool to 585-222-9233 to check out that video on our Facebook page of me taunting Terry with going in the pool when she couldn't because she closed hers too early. Pool to 585-222-9233 from the B.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and
coming off of a loss on the road in Miami, the Bills are headed to Baltimore. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Terry's off, TJ Sharp, I'm Chris Konya. And the game is on Sunday. Is this another 1 o'clock game, TJ? Do you remember?
I think it is.
1 o'clock against the Ravens on Sunday. It's all right. Hey, we don't care. We're going to be there for it either way, so that's why.
1 o'clock, yes. Look at me. Day late and a dollar short. Ain't that the story of my life?
One fun thing I did last season a couple times was try to, make it. When the Bills were away, I tried to make, a snack, a dish, or some sort of food based on the city that they're in that they're playing. Huh. You know, if they're in Nashville playing the Titans, let's say, you'd make some sort of hot chicken sandwich or something like that.
Or
if they're playing Kansas City, you'd maybe make some barbecue. Just make some ribs in the oven. So they're in Baltimore. I know Baltimore is famous for what? Crabs?
Baltimore crabs.
I don't know if I'm making crabs.
I'm not making
anything else.
The Maryland blue crab, and I'm not making that.
Any kind of Old Bay seasoning, I think would do. I bet Old Bay wings would be pretty good.
What are snowballs?
So when it snows outside.
No. It says they're famous for their snowballs, which go way back to the 1800s. Popular during the days of the Great Depression. So you know. This might be something I could cook.
This is probably just bread and mashed potatoes or something. Maybe corn.
It's delectable desserts.
Oh.
Let's see. Snowballs are made of shaved ice, soaked in flavored syrup, then served with a huge dollop of marshmallow fluff on top.
Oh,
that sounds so good.
Shaved ice and marshmallow?
I love you, Baltimore.
Ew.
Okay. Some of the most, hold on, and then I'll move on, but popular flavors include egg custard.
Ew.
Oh, Skylight and Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, so those sound good. I can definitely get on board with that. There's also like an island cake, too. Ooh.
Okay, we'll find out what that is and more ideas. If you're looking to make something from the, away team city, you're 2-1 Buffalo Bills are headed to Baltimore to play the Ravens on Sunday. 1 o'clock, it's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Now, you want to punch around the dial and get all the stats and the depth charts and the projections and all these predictions that everybody makes on the radio that are usually wrong, by the way. Fine, do it. But we're getting the important stuff done here on the B. It's fun to think about what city the Bills are in and maybe even what some of the players might be eating while they're in mm-hmm. that city. So they're going to Baltimore. We know that they're famous for crabs, the blue crab or whatever. Maryland is known for crabs, Old Bay seasoning, crab boils, stuff like that.
And apparently snowballs, which are just shaved ice soaked in syrup and topped with marshmallow fluff. There's also called the Smith Island cake, named after one of the Chesapeake Bay Islands. It's been around since like the 1800s. I don't know why everything's from the 1800s.
Can they update the food, Baltimore?
This thing is like 12 layers of vanilla cake covered in chocolate fudge icing, peanut butter cup pieces. Oh.
Are you skipping over the regular food and just staying at the desserts? Do they have any like apps?
Berger cookies. These look good. Okay. They have a pit beef. This is a staple, it says.
Pit beef?
A pit beef is a staple grilled dish in Baltimore. Pit beef stands began to pop up all along there in the 70s, and now it's a must-have. A beef roast cooked over hot charcoal then sliced paper thin, stacked on a roll, typically with onion, horseradish, and barbecue sauce. Mm. The pit beef is grilled in many ways, using wood-flavored barbecue, spicy sauces, or dry rubs. So there you go.
So a piece, maybe a beef sandwich, kind of like a cheesesteak, but you're saying, what are the toppings? Because I feel like the toppings are what makes a dish regional.
Onion, horseradish, barbecue sauces.
Onions, horseradish, and barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it was even in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Dang.
You know, that show where he goes around and eats all the...
So there you go. If you're hosting the Bills game on Sunday at your house, pit beef sliders. Make a bunch of, beef on a flat top and just add those toppings on it.
They have how we had Genesee here in Rochester?
Yeah.
They have something called a Naughty Bow.
Naughty Bow.
National Bohemian Beer.
Okay.
Okay. It's purchased by Pabst.
Okay. So it's a PBR brand.
It is. Yeah. And it's a beer that they offer in different varieties and venues. And that's what they're known for. Okay, Naughty Bow.
If you see that at Beers of the World or the grocery store, they pick that up if you want to. Again, I just like the idea of the local flavor. Like the Bills are there. The trainers are there. The staff. Everybody's down there. I'm sure they're eating some of this stuff.
Yeah. So drinking the Naughty Bow. And there's something called a Cotty. Poor man's crab cake.
Okay. I'm a poor man.
Well, this is yours. I think it's called Coddie. C-O-D-D-I-E. I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah.
Hand-formed salt cod and potato cake mixed with seasonings. Deep fry it, and there you go. Oh, you got to serve it between two saltine crackers
with a squirt
of yellow mustard on top.
That is like a Lunchable from jail. What are they doing down there? Go Bills!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.